Yo, I tried recording this formally and having an outline and shit, but that shit doesn't work for me. So, you know what does work for me? Whenever I'm sitting in my car driving, like, my ideas just come flowing and I just want to speak. And I think it's also because I usually tend to talk to myself when I'm driving. It's usually when I have, like, talks with myself. So, it just makes sense for me to do it in my car, even though the audio kind of sucks because I feel like you can hear that I'm driving. I didn't bring my microphone with me, which I should have, and then maybe this wouldn't be so hard. But nonetheless, Serenia, Certain Pillow Talks is back. It is definitely a pillow talk because it's 5 a.m. Everybody's out and a fucking bout, ready to get their money back, really. And I'm barely going home to take a nappy nap. So, I'm hungry. Now I'm just fucking ranting. Okay, so I had a request to do a podcast about breakups. Which, like, I had a whole little thing to... Because there's so much to it, actually. Like, I can't just give you, like... There's, like, 3 different answers. There's, like, the fucking Christian answer. Why did I just... Oh, sorry, Lord. The Christian answer. We have the thoughty answer. And then I have, like, the answer that I go off of. Because that's personally how I got over whatever. And I also think there's a thing of getting over a breakup and then healing from a breakup. Healing from a breakup is a fucking bitch. Because I feel like I didn't heal from a breakup that happened... The breakup, I didn't heal from it till like 2 years later. And I mean, like, healing from, like, the freaking trauma. So I don't know to what extent my friend is asking me about how to get over someone, because I don't know what the relationship was like. Because I think that also would make me change the advice. But I don't think it really matters how long you've been with someone, because nonetheless, feelings are feelings, and hurt feelings are hurt feelings. Ooh, I'm so sorry. It's hot girl summer. What are we doing? Summer has not ended, but let's go ahead. It is now cuffing season or whatever, and people are getting cuffed and people are getting dropped. So if you're the one who's getting dropped or doing the dropping, then listen. Oh my gosh, I can't. I really can't. Oh my god. Okay, sorry. It really freaks me out because Vegas is having that whole thing where, like, girls are just going missing. So anytime I see a man, like, I'm just like, gosh, please stay away from me. I'm gonna sit in my car and finish this. So, but actually no, I'm gonna... Why the fuck are my house lights on? Jesus. I'm gonna drive a little bit more, actually, because why the fuck not? So, like I said, my ideas kind of flow better when I'm driving, and I think it's because I'm a fish. Wait, what is my Mercury? I think my Mercury is in Pisces, which makes sense. If you don't know about this, boring. My Mercury in Pisces is probably why it just is easier for me to speak when I'm just on the run. You know, when I'm just swimming or whatever. How to get over a breakup. I've been through a couple breakups myself. One was pretty bad, where it was like a 5-year relationship on and off and first love type shit, where you're literally the worst. It's the worst. And then I had a breakup where it's like I really, 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 really liked a guy, and I didn't know what the fuck to do. But I think each breakup you can deal totally differently. So the Christian in me would say to do things for yourself, because it fucking sucks out here. It sucks out here, dude. Like, if I went through another breakup, Boy. I don't even know what the fuck. I would have to listen to this. Okay, so I think you, first and foremost, you must delete. You must delete everything. And if you can't, then I don't think you'll ever get over it. Because I don't give a fuck. But that's just me. I don't hoard memories. Once you fucking do me dirty, because that's how just my relationships have ended. I've never had like a, oh, well, I just am not feeling you. We're just not feeling, we could stay. No, my shit has never been that way. So, yeah. I usually tend to block. Like, you are not going to get a hold of me whatsoever. You're really going to have to email me. And even then, you're blocked. I block you on everything, on Netflix, on fucking Google, on anything I can block you on, you're blocked. You really are blocked. Because you're dead to me. And people are probably like, that's so fucked up. You think I give a fly? My alarm went on. Anyways, I'm parked now. Okay, so I'm just going to briefly talk about how I got over the breakup, because I feel like when I was going through those breakups, they were kind of back to back. So then when I was single, it was just like me being single. Let me get comfy. Hold on. Okay. Well, one, I think I had to realize that there, like, you cannot find love, and it's so corny as it sounds, you cannot find love if you do not love yourself. And I feel like sometimes we get so wrapped up in other people and like pleasing them that you kind of forget who you are, and just, you know, you have to, like, especially at this age, if you're in your 20s, I think it's just, and I'm still in my 20s too, so it's just important to know that, like, life really does go on. If I read you, if I would have read you guys something from my diary, when I tell you I was sad, ma'am, I was sad. I could not believe that I had failed in relationships, and I was just like, what? Like, I'm a good person. Like, why isn't this working out for me? And all of that led me up to be who the person I am today. And that's why I am thank you next about it. So I think you also have to realize, like, it's okay. You know, like, you may be caught up in the idea of this person, but it's probably for the best. And what's yours is yours. And I'm a very firm believer in that. What is meant to be for you will always be for you. No matter how many fucking years go by, that person is gonna be your person. And I don't really think you should be scared if that's the case. Because the sleepies are kind of hitting it to me. I don't know if I mentioned it that I just got off. So I'm just like, oh, it's 5:18 in the morning, but bitch, it feels like I need a nap. So, oh my god, stop. I'm getting delusional. Dude, guys are trash. Guys are actually fucking trash. Oh my god. And then my boyfriend texts me. He's not trash though. Shout out. Where was I? Okay, yeah. So then, after that breakup, I kind of went wild. So let me just talk about my experience. I went wild in the aspect where I was going out. I was on my hotline bling shit, where he was like, what did Drake say? Going out more, wearing less and going out more. That was that. Definitely me. I was gonna say a word, but I don't even think that's the right usage of the word, but English isn't my first language. So sweetie, I was going out, even if it was to motherfucking Cheesecake Factory with my friends. I was going out in a fucking Fashion Nova dress and heels. Like, again, this was kind of a while ago, so whatever, but that was the vibe. And what else was I doing? I had hella jobs. I was money gang as fuck because I was working, not thinking about it, and getting money, and spending. So I think that's another thing. You just have to keep yourself distracted. But the thing is, you can distract yourself, but these fucking feelings will resurface. That's the thing about healing, though. Like, you can try to distract yourself with Tinder or other dudes or this and that, but I think that until you completely heal from that relationship, depending on whatever the fuck it was. And I don't think a lot of people will tell you this. That's the thing. I don't think people will tell you to do this. I feel like a lot of people just tell you, like, oh, well, just start dating other people. But it's not that fucking easy. It's not that fucking easy when you had all these emotions towards someone and then you kind of just have to stop. You know? I get it. I fucking get it. Trust me. One thing, though, is really let that man go, though. Like, do not contact them. I'm a firm believer in that as well, that silence is power. When they don't fucking know what you're doing, when they don't fucking know what you're up to, when they can't get a hold of you, that shit drives people crazy. And I'm telling you this because it works every time. It works every time. So I think that's another thing you have to do is just do you. That sounds so stupid. Like, I'm really saying, like, the dumbest shit right now. But I think I was trying to make this so serious, but it's not serious. I think it needs to be a joke. It needs to be a joke because that's how, I don't know, you have to learn to laugh, live a little. And the healing part, I'll get to it for sure. Because, bro. So what else did I do during that breakup? Like I said, I had money. So I was definitely, like, buying shit. I was learning how to do my makeup. I was just on my shit when it came to looking a certain way. Like, I looked the way I wanted to look. I was working out. Nothing is better than a revenge body. And my ass during that breakup, like, if I show you pictures of my ass during that breakup, I was just like, damn. Like, you could tell I was doing stairs and weights. Like, my ass was my ass. Right now it's just like, she got a long ass day, which I really did have one today. But what was I saying? Okay. I'm pretty sure that no one I listens to this listens to AmberCon. If you are listening to this and you got this far and aren't annoyed with me, listen to the AmberCon fountain video. I don't know how else to explain it. I think that's when I realized, like, why the fuck am I bugging? Why am I bugging about people who for sure are not for me? You know? I think you have to just accept that they're not for you. And that's okay. Because what is for you will be 10 times fucking better. And I can promise you that. I can promise you that. Like, shout out. Her concept, basically, I'll preface what she says. You're at the fountain. You're having a blast at the fountain. Or maybe I'm getting this mixed up with the restaurant. You and this person, or whatever it is, are tied together. Like, y'all are gonna be together no matter what. Okay? And I'm not talking about soulmates. I'm not talking about, what is that other thing people say? Twin flames? I don't really believe in that. I actually believe in soulmates, but I don't believe in twin flames. So, whatever. The person who you're meant to be with forever, you're tied to them and they're tied to you. There's no fucking going around that for sure. Point is, you guys are in Six Flags or something, and you got lost, he got lost, or she or he or whatever, they, you're at the fountain waiting for them, but you have to stay at the fountain, because if you move from the fountain, guess what, bitch, they ain't gonna find you. They're not gonna find your ass. So you have to stay there until they get there. But that doesn't mean that you don't have to take initiatives. I mean, you can have a fun time at the fountain. There's other people at the fountain, but you're still waiting for that person. And when they finally get there, trust me, you'll fucking know it. You'll fucking know it because you'll feel it in your bones. You'll feel it in your gut. I just have a gut feeling. Little off note or off key. Now I'm just watching the sunset. I think also you just need to enjoy the little things in life. When I was going through a break, when I was going through those breakups, my friends and family were my rocks, literally. I don't think I could have done it without them. And again, me sounding super, super, super corny, but it's true. It's true, because they're always going to be there for you. My friends have been through, like, what, three breakups? Two breakups. And fucking me going to Small Quartz, or getting attested to Small Quartz, which wasn't a breakup, but it's like they've been through me and boy shit, you know? So you have to surround yourself around the love that matters. Because romantic love isn't always the best kind of love. I mean, it's good. Trust me. I know. That feeling. The way someone makes you feel when they look at you. Or the way they, you know, when they text you and your heart just skips a beat or whatever. Yeah. Okay. It's nice, but nothing beats the love of your family and the love of your friends, and heck, eventually the love of a partner, but one that you deserve and one that deserves you. Dude, the sunset right now, gorgeous. And just, I think just focusing on yourself. I personally don't do the to get over someone, get under someone. I don't do that. I don't do casual sex, but if you're all for it, girl, go ahead. I mean, I guess I technically did do that. When I got out of my first relationship, I quickly started talking to my next boyfriend. So I was already talking to him within like weeks, but of breaking up with this guy, maybe a month. But when I broke up with him, I realized that I really wasn't over that first breakup. I was over it, but I wasn't done like healing from it, because that shit was rough. And that doesn't mean I was crying every day, but it's just like having to deal with these emotions of why didn't it work? Was there something wrong with me? Why did they cheat on me? Shit like that, right? I'm completely over it now for sure. But it's interesting. There's really no cookie cutter answer to getting over someone. I think the only thing I have to say is if you really, 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 truly want to get over someone, and I mean over someone, control, alt, delete that motherfucker. That's all. That's all. And focus on yourself and just know that what is meant for you will always be for you. And yo, my alarm keeps fucking going off. Okay. This is the last take before I go inside and take a nappy nap. What was I saying?
Oh, yeah. Confusion in a relationship is never... I don't think that should be a thing. Like, if I know I want to be with you, I expect you to know whether you want to be with me. And I expect to know by your actions, your words, and how you treat me. So if they're not, if you're questioning whether they like you, that's kind of an answer already. But there's just so, like, this is so much more in depth than you guys really think. Honestly, if you know who you are, the person who sent me the request for this, if you want to deeply in deep talk about this, we can deeply and talk about this, because I think I can give you way better advice. Right now I'm just generalizing because I don't really know. I don't really know who you're talking about. But just know that you're beautiful and you're smart and you are intelligent and you're a fucking woman, okay? That's enough to make the world go fucking round. And just know, if you want to make bad decisions, I'm here for it too. But with every, you know, everything has consequences, and no one likes crying. I kind of learned I don't like crying about shit no more. I'm not crying about shit no more. I'm lying, but I'm hella crying about shit. Okay, why do I sound... Ooh, dude, why do I sound like this? I'm really sleep deprived right now. Crazy thing is, I want to go to the gym, actually. But I won't. Just get over them. Get a job, get your revenge body, fix your resume up. Like, you have so many things to focus on. There's so many things to focus on. And I know that it can sound stupid when people are like, okay, but my pain is, whoa, that was weird. My pain is just as important, you know? It's just as valid, and it is. And sometimes you need to go through, like, the grieving process, which is, like, the 5 stages of grief. Most people get stuck on bargaining when it comes to relationships. Like, what if I would have said this, or what if things would have been this way, but they weren't. That's another thing. You just got to get out of your head. They are not like that. They weren't like that. You got to look at it logically and realize that you have to move on. You have to move on. And it's hard. And I'm sorry, and I will be there for you if you really need to talk about it. And like I said, I was trying to make this a joke, but I'm thinking about when I went through a breakup. Sometimes writing in a journal helps. And looking back at that shit is actually really, really funny. I would write poems, like really sad poems. And when I look back at it, I kind of cringed because I wasn't that great of a writer. So if I were to write a poem now, it would probably be so cute. But back then, it was really so cringy. I was like, what are you saying, bitch? And then I would keep things. And the reason why I didn't throw the diary out is because that diary wasn't just like geared towards my breakups. I really would write in it like every day. But sometimes venting to people, like, it gets tiring, you know? And a journal is always good. It's okay to be mad at that person. I think it's perfectly okay. Even if they did nothing wrong, it's okay to be mad that things just didn't end up being the way they were supposed to be, or actually they weren't even supposed to be that way. But another important thing is, you have to realize that this is all setting up to the person you're going to be, which is going to probably be the best person you are, who is going to be for the best person in your life when you finally meet them. and appreciate the things, the little things. Go watch a sunset and watch a sunrise, and trust me, you will not be thinking about no fucking dude or girl that broke your heart. You will be fucking thinking about life and question life and get high. Get high. Actually, no, I take that back. I think a lot of these things, if you're gonna party, if you're gonna get high, if you're gonna drink, if you're gonna do any of this shit, you gotta moderate it. Moderate it. If you're gonna cry, if you're gonna spend, moderate that shit. You don't want to go overboard. Hey, start a fucking podcast if you're sad. I don't know. I'm going to bed, but until next time, which I don't know when it will be, but good night.